half our chair steak, and once said, "I don't ask where you come from, but I ask where you're going." And we're all on the same way, going after Jesus. And our goal is to be with him forever. But now we can enjoy him already. We can, like Sister Pearl Young said, just a little bit different. We're almost with them. They're with us. They're praying for us. I know they're praying for us. And sometimes when it's difficult, they're praying for us, and Jesus is praying for us. We have that wonderful chapter today, John 17. He's praying for us all the time. He's thinking of us all the time. Ta chi shu de zai wei woman dao gao chi shu de ta gerha ter steg ne ge zuo shu ge de ta shuo wo bu wen ni cong na li lai wo wen ni de fang xiang shi shen me wo de fang xiang dou shi yi yang de yao yesu. Oh, thank God, our goal is Jesus. Our goal is following him. We have a wonderful vision. We have a wonderful call to know Jesus and to love him. And I thank him from the bottom of my heart this morning that we're on that track. I thank him for the meeting last night. What a wonderful time we had in his presence, and how he spoke to us, and the songs he gives us to encourage us, to give us new strength. Every meeting is a time of receiving new strength, new help, new life from Jesus. May each of the Jihui Dosha Dada Shin the Lilia, Shin the Shing Chi, Shin the Hu Jiao Zai Tata Mian Chien. Hallelujah. In every language, whether it's Chinese or Taiwanese or Cantonese, it's hallelujah is the same thing. It's hallelujah. And one time, I'm supposed to stand over here and have to obey. One time, there was a man, when we started the meetings in my home, I never wanted to leave Taiwan, but I became very sick. It was very bad, and I had to come home. And in the meantime, my father died, and then my mother needed care, and I was chosen to do that job. But my work in Taiwan, I didn't want to leave, so I would take her back and forth. She went with me even when she was 90 years old. I cared for her, I think, about 6.5 years. And she went with me back and forth to Taiwan 7 times. She was a good soldier, too. She liked Taiwan. And now what was I saying? never wanted to leave Taiwan. And then that's what happens with teachers. We get caught up and we talk on something else, and then we have to come back to what we were saying. And then there were the home we the Lord gave us is right across the street from the faith home. 我们住的地方就是在新亲家庭的对面，斜对面。 And then I found Chinese in my neighborhood that were from China. So I invited them to my home. That's how our church started. 我们的教会就是这样子开始。 And there was one man that came. His name was Xu Hancheng. He was from China. And he was an elderly man. And then he said, "Why are you always saying, 'How do you do, ya?'" And he said, "How do you do, ya? You're always saying, 'How do you do, ya?'" So I said, "No, we're saying hallelujah." He thought we were saying, "How do you do, ya?" And then he learned that hallelujah means praise the Lord. And how many times we say it, we can say it again and again. Someday in heaven, we're going to sing the hallelujah chorus. And it's in every language. I think Jesus knows Chinese, too. He didn't have to learn it. He knows it, too. And he can speak it just like Brother Hans Waffle yesterday. I said, he said, "Zai Jian," in such a pure Chinese pronunciation. "I'll see you again." I'll never forget that sermon I listened to on a tape in Taiwan. He spoke on chapter 16, and he said, Jesus says, "I'll see you again. I'll see you again." And he said it in English, then he said it in German, "Auf Wiedersehen," then he said it in French, "Au revoir," and then Avridachi in
in Italian, something like that. And then in Chinese, and he said, Zai Jian. And the Chinese and the German is exactly the same. Auf Wiedersehen, Zai Jian. Well, see you again. I'll see you again. One word. And how wonderful. But he meant not only in heaven. Some people think we're only going to see him in heaven. We can see him now. And that's the joy of living the Christian life. If the people on earth, 如果地上的人知道, 是那么好,我们可以得到耶稣,得到创造这个地基的主, if the people here on earth knew what a great joy it is to have Jesus all the time, they would come flocking, wouldn't they? They don't know. Their eyes are blind. They haven't seen it. These days, Brother Eddie and Sister Susan have been so kind to our Chinese friends and arranged all kinds of nice things for them. They've enjoyed themselves so much. Today, some of them have to leave. And the other night at the beach, we saw the moon and Jupiter and the stars. And you look at everything. It's so beautiful. We were up on the first brother. It was so beautiful up there. You could see down to the lake, that island. Before I went to Taiwan, somebody said to me, you're not strong enough to go. You're not well enough. So then I thought, well, if I can swim to that island, then I'll be okay. So I did it. And then when I came home again, I did it again and with my sister, and we swam back again. We got there. We thought, oh, we can make it back. So we swam back again. We don't swim fast. We just swim the very relaxing stroke and sometimes lie on your back. So it's easy. I think I could still do it. I think I could. But Sister Aletha says you're not allowed to anymore, but maybe you could do it anyhow.
Yeah.
After the season. Jesus is our all and in all. And we saw all these beauties here at camp. Everything's so beautiful. It's you never get over the beauty of this place. They came from Switzerland. A lady came, she said, this is prettier than Switzerland. That's what she said. She was a Swiss. But Switzerland is beautiful. But this place is beautiful because the presence of Jesus is here. Jesus is here. It's so easy to touch Jesus here. It's 很容易得到耶稣的同在,很容易摸到他的同在,很容易被圣灵充满. It's easy to be filled with the Spirit here, and it's easy to be changed, and easy for the Lord to put the call of God in our hearts to serve Him faithfully. Oh, He's wonderful. He's so precious. And this world isn't our home. 这个世界不是我们的家. My father, some of you remember my father, he always had a favorite song. And one time it was a favorite song was, this world is not my home. And how did he learn it? A Chinese lady came to the Sunday school, that's before I was born, and way before Brother Eddie was born. A Chinese lady came to the Sunday school from Chinatown. She taught them this song in English. And I heard it so much at home. My father quoted those verses. Love not the world. He had a German accent. He'd say, love not the world. Remember that? And I'd be embarrassed sometimes. We children would be embarrassed. He'd get up in church and say, Brother Hans, can I sing a song? We'd sit there sort of embarrassed. And he'd go up and sing. He said, sure. He just loved to sing. And now when I think of him, I think of what a good father he was. He took us to Sunday school, and he attended Sunday school. And he loved Brother Gottfried. That's Brother Eddie's grandfather. He loved him especially. He said when he taught us the book of Romans, it just opened up to him. He loved Brother Gottfried. And then he loved Brother Edwin, too. We're thinking especially of Brother Edwin this day. What good examples they were. I know there are many in this world, but they were such good examples. They showed us the way, running after Jesus. And one day Sister Pearl said, if there's something better, if there's a better way of seeking and following after Jesus, I think he'll show us. But she said, I don't think so. She said, even though she came from a Scottish Presbyterian background in Nova Scotia, and then she was in the Alliance Church in a school, she went to NIAC, and she was in the CIM, the China Inland Mission, Nei Di Hui, for many years, and they were very precious Christians, very good Christians. But when she came to Ridgewood, and when she saw those people praising the Lord, she said, they have something I don't have. And she said, this is what I want. She wanted to have that abiding life in Jesus. She didn't feel she had it, and she wasn't filled with the Holy Spirit. They were taught, don't seek after the Holy Spirit. They thought it would be a different spirit that would come into people. They were afraid of it. And today it's much more, it's all over the world today. Thank God. It's come, the Lord has manifested himself all over the world, filled people with the Holy Spirit. At first in Taiwan, when Sister Pearl started there, nobody praised the Lord in the churches. No one did that. But today there are many that praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, that praise. And praise isn't our, that's not the goal. The goal is Jesus. But praise brings us into Jesus, brings us into his presence. And he inhabits the praises of Israel. Sometimes it comes to me faster in the Chinese, because most of my life I've spoken the Chinese and ministered in Chinese. Oh, how wonderful Jesus is. Oh, how precious he is. He's wonderful, and we're on the way. And then that song my father learned in English, This World Is Not My Home. When I went to Taiwan, I translated it into Chinese. It's very simple. That's why I could do it. The other songs are more difficult. And we have it in our songbook. Should we sing it for them? 79. Woman Zai Wom De Shi. Oh, I'm talking Chinese to you. Yeah. I think you know it in the English. Most of you know it in the English. It's real. It's real. This world, as beautiful as it is, it's not our home. We have a home over there, and that's what we're aiming for, to be filled with Jesus. And while we're here, we're going to be faithful for him. Hallelujah. Stay and beg me not to watch and pray. I dare not listen to their call. I seek a glorious home on high.
Yeah.
believers,
sinner,
come and go with me and seek this land of liberty. Oh, do not stay, but tell me why you do not seek this home on high.